All right, our favorite morning show topics podcast, where we give you our favorite topic from the morning. One from Chelsea, one from me. I'll go first today, Chels, if that's all right with you. If you want to think about what you got going on, Chelsea's currently scrolling through social media, so I don't even know if you, are you paying attention to me?
Yeah, I'm thinking of what I even like talking about.
The teal pumpkin thing was my favorite thing we talked about today. And if you missed it, what it was is you can put a teal pumpkin out on your front porch. You kind of have to paint one because they don't really sell them. Maybe they're starting to sell them. It was this whole thing that started in Tennessee where people will put teal pumpkins out on their front porch to signal we have non-food trick-or-treat items for kids because it's kids with food allergies. If your kid has a food allergy, you know what it's like with Halloween. Trick-or-treating can be difficult, especially if they have like a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
Because so much of the chocolates contain that stuff. So you put a teal pumpkin out. It says, hey, we have little things like...
Stickers,
glow-in-the-dark bracelets.
Spider rings.
Temporary tattoos, those types of little yeah. things. So bubbles. I thought that was really cool that parents
Probably
are doing
some
that.
Bubbles.
Bubbles are a good option. So that was my favorite thing we talked about. And again, if you want to join in on it, you just put a teal pumpkin in and amongst your other pumpkins, and boom, you've got yourself a little message to all of the parents who have kids with food allergies. They are welcome at your house. So that was my favorite thing.
I'm reluctant to say my favorite thing because I'll never hear the end of it. My favorite thing was talking about Ben Roethlisberger, right?
What was that last name?
Roethlisberger.
Close.
Okay, Big Ben from the Pittsburgh
nice.
Steelers.
Nice. Quarterback who was injured.
He was on the sidelines, not sure what game, but he got fined $5,000 for wearing an electric watch. And messaging people.
Nope, he wasn't messaging people.
Oh, he was not messaging people, but it had messaging capabilities.
So $5,000 fine.
So $5,000, which I find to be unfair. He didn't know about it.
So you sign with Roethlisberger?
I do. Go Big Ben.